We're back here on Community Matters. My name is Christopher Biddle. I am joined right now by president of Cattlemen's Days, the oldest continuously running rodeo in the United States, Kevin Koblentz. Kevin, thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, my pleasure, Christopher. Thank you for inviting me.
So first of all, I want to back up and make sure that that superlative that I just gave is actually accurate. Can you give us the details around that? Is it in fact the oldest running rodeo in America?
It is not. It is the longest continuous running rodeo.
Oh, I almost dropped it.
In the United States. There's a couple that are actually older, but they put off production for World War I, World War II, who knows, but we have continued through World War I, World War II, the 1918 pandemic, the flood, the depression. We've always put on a rodeo.
Well, and as I understand it, it took a lot of working together with local public health officials and state government to be able to get it done. And that's sort of the theme that I saw Cattlemen's Days achieving, was working together to accomplish something that was very difficult. Can you tell us a little bit about what it took to be able to pull this event off? Go ahead.
I can. You know, it did take an awful lot. I mean, I'm a barber by trade. I talk to people, but I don't necessarily do a lot of writing. I mean, Joni, Jonathan Houck, John Norton, they all jumped in. They helped me word things. They found holes in my variants and helped me fill them in. And everybody has been more than helpful. It has most definitely been a team effort.
And I understand you got some really good news today. Is that right?
I did. I got some really good news today. So we are approved for 350 fans per night at our rodeo. I've got a walkthrough meeting on Thursday with some county officials to kind of plug some holes and get things squared away. But as of right now, we're going to have fans.
Well, that's amazing. Was there any point? I mean, I'd heard that we were just not even planning on even trying to have fans for a while. Was it a surprise to you that you could actually figure that out and pull it off?
It was, but once again, I go back to the team effort between all of those people.
Sure.
You know, when I first started off, I thought my variance was I just apply for everything, and it's either a yes or a no. But as it turns out, you apply to have a rodeo, then you apply to have fans. And so it's a step-by-step effort,
yeah.
And those folks most definitely walked me through that. But I was very, very pleased to get fans and to get the number of fans that were allowed.
Sure. And so Coloradans also know of another rodeo earlier in the summer that was thrown in another part of the state that actually garnered a lot of controversy, legal action, some concerns over the spreading of COVID-19. Did that complicate things for you? Did that make your life harder to have this other very high profile rodeo event that was getting a lot of controversy and notoriety? Not the best kind.
Actually, no. You know, they took us as an individual, and they took us at our word. Our variance is, I wouldn't say it's complicated, but it most definitely does not. It doesn't tie our hands. So I met with a guy named Anthony Bartowski, who works for the PRCA, and part of his job is tracking COVID transfers. So over the course of 2020, there's been right at 100 rodeos that have had fans over the course of the year.
Okay.
And there has been zero, not one case of COVID tracked back to these rodeos with fans, and only three cases with the Cowboys, and that was in February or early March, and those guys were in Mississippi, and they decided to go down to Louisiana. So all three guys riding in the same car wound up with COVID.
Yeah.
And the one thing I definitely want to be clear on is, you know, the amateur rodeos or the open rodeos are very definitely not the same as the PRCA rodeos. The PRCA rodeos are kept very good track of. They're well governed and they're well run.
Sure. So, and, you know, I'd like to want to know more about the financial aspect of this. I know that there was a good deal of money raised in order to pull this off and, you know, sort of to offset lost ticket sales, but can you tell us a little bit about the economy of throwing a rodeo? I mean, are there people that are depending on this event? Yeah, I mean, you know, like for work, or is that important to, you know, the farriers or the horse handlers, the cowboys, to be able to hold
locally,
the event?
They don't depend on it. It's a boon, you know, it's like Christmas for them. You know, the people in the horse industry or the motel industry or the restaurant industry, Cattlemen's Days is typically a big bump for them.
Okay.
But if we don't have it, they're okay. But the ones who really depend on it are the announcers, the stock contractors, the competitors, the specialty acts, people like that. I mean, there's been approximately 80% of the professional rodeos this year have canceled.
Yeah.
So it's vitally important to these type people that they're able to feed their families, they're able to qualify for the National Finals Rodeo, those types of things. And I did an interview a while back on the television, and what really struck home is these people who come to Cattlemen's Days and supply the stock or announce or whatever, they're not just contract personnel. I mean, they're our friends. You know, these folks spend the night at our houses. If they come through town, they stop and have a meal. I mean, these are people you exchange Christmas cards with. So you most definitely want to take care of them, because in the past, they've taken care of us.
Sure.
So it's definitely reciprocal.
Sure. Kevin, I heard you quoted actually in our colleagues at Colorado Public Radio talking about a big win for the preservation of a way of life. With more than, you know, just a minute and a half to talk about that, I was wondering if you could maybe expand on that and what you meant by that and why that's meaningful.
Actually, what I said is it was a big win for our community. Now, I don't disagree that it's a win for our way of life.
Okay.
Because obviously rodeo is not something you casually do. It's a commitment. But this is a big win for our community. You know, I mean, 2020 has been rough all the way around with the COVID-19 pandemic, the fires, everything, you know, and this with Cattlemen's Days being able to be held the 3rd, 4th and 5th of September, it's something positive. It's something you can hang on to. It's something that's normal. I mean, a year ago, we'd have never guessed, you know, that we were going to be shut down business-wise or wearing masks or using hand sanitizer. This is a win. This is something that is a little closer to normal.
Sure. What are you looking forward to most with this year's upcoming Cattlemen's Days?
Actually, what I'm looking forward to the most is the competition itself. I mean, there's a lot of hard work that needs to take place between now and actually bucking the first horse. But this year's rodeo lineup is loaded. We've got 397 competitors, and they're going to be in and out quick. They understand how that works. But, I mean, it's loaded. We've got over 100 NFR competitors, and I believe what I read was 46 combined world championships here. I mean, if you look down through those day sheets, I mean, it's the who's who of rodeo. It's like having Mickey Mantle come play softball with you.
Sounds,
you know,
awesome.
It's a big deal.
So now with people being able to buy tickets, spectators allowed in, you said there's only going to be a certain amount. Is this first come, first serve? Is there a lottery? I assume there's going to be a lot of demand for those spectator tickets.
Actually, that's what I was working on when I called you. Myself and several other committee members are going through the people that made donations.
Okay.
And everybody who made a donation and believed in what was happening is they're going to be able to see at least one rodeo. And so we're trying to figure out exactly how many tickets are going to be left over and how to distribute them. So
sure.
as tickets for sale per se, that's probably not going to happen. It's going to be on a sponsorship basis.
Okay.
So with only $350 per night, it's kind of got to be that way.
Yeah. But it will be televised.
Absolutely. It'll be televised on the Cowboy Channel. I don't know what channel it is on Dish or DirecTV, but it's channel 19 on the cable.
Okay.
All three nights will be televised.
All right. Do you happen to know if the Cowboy Channel streams on the internet, or do they just do cable or satellite?
I think they've got an app you can buy.
Sounds good.
It's $9 a month. And so if you're unable to get that television, you can get the Cowboy Channel app. It's, like I said, it's approximately $9 a month. And you can watch rodeo 24 hours a day.
Sounds awesome. Great. Well, Kevin Koblenz, president of Cattlemen's Days, the oldest continuously running rodeo in the United States, still, even in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic. We so appreciate you joining us this evening. We have just a couple more minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we let you go and head into the next program, or is that?
I do. I want to thank all the local people that contributed generously. I mean, there was people that dug deep, deep, deep in their own personal pockets and sponsored our rodeo or supported our rodeo. There was businesses that did that. The city of Gunnison, TAP, the county has been more than generous. And I definitely don't want to miss anybody, but people who don't normally sponsor the rodeo believed in it enough to support us. And I mean, people who didn't have a dime to give gave $100. Just to support Cattlemen's Days. I mean, it's something that this community truly believes in, and it's a responsibility, being on the board. It's a responsibility to the community to do the absolute best we can and continue making a better and better rodeo and to make it safe.
Sure.
for people to come. I mean, it's not harum scarum, let's all just get together and have a rodeo. It's well planned out. The safety is well planned out. The disinfection, the sanitation, I mean, it's all very well planned out, and the people are going to be very well taken care of.
Well, I can tell that there are a lot of people that are going to appreciate your hard work and happy to have their rodeo fix for the summer and be able to participate in something, normal and traditional. And I think it'll be a great thing for a lot of people, and we really appreciate the work you've done. So, Kevin Koblenz, thanks so much for joining Community Matters.
Hey. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Kevin. Have a good
one.
And
thank you guys for supporting the rodeo. You too. Be safe, Christopher.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye. Is KBUT Community Radio for the Gunnison Valley. Stay tuned. Bobby's World is coming up in just a minute or so. And if you're curious, we are going to be posting this online to KBUT.org this past episode, at least within 24 hours. So make sure to check it out. KBUT.org before 6 p.m. tomorrow night. My name's Christopher Biddle. I will be back on the air tomorrow as your local host of Morning Edition on KBUT. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, Gunnison Valley.